Well, Chris, a tough night for the Robins. Your thoughts on the match?
Look, you know what you're going to get when you come here. And I thought, you know, we stood up to it really well. We had to defend, and they forced you to defend by the way they play. I thought it was a good battle throughout. You know, we didn't back down. They didn't back down. I thought there were some good battles going on throughout the pitch. I think ultimately they probably had a little bit more quality than us, and that was the end of the end result, really. Whether that was off, we're a bit frustrated with the first goal because, you know, we probably give them an easy throw in where we can control the ball, composure, and play out. We give them a throw in, and they're not. You know, look, it's a great header, fantastic header for the first goal. But, you know, as from a defensive point of view, we've got to be better. And then the second goal is an equally good goal as well. You know, come to the lad on the edge of the box, he's hit in the bottom corner. So, you know, it took two bits of quality to kind of break us down. I suppose for our point of view, frustratingly, we've got into some semi-good areas in the last third without really producing, and a little bit wasteful. And what happens when you play against the top teams, because they are, they're a very, very, very good team, you don't get many opportunities. And then when you do, when you're offside or you make the wrong final decision, you're not going to get another one for a while, if at all. And that's what's happened tonight. Look, I can be pleased with the endeavour and the commitment to go up against a physical challenger. You know, I thought, like you say, good honest battle throughout the game, really. But, you know, ultimately, probably one thing we can learn is from them is their little bit of quality in the final third.
I guess the positivity from the match tonight is yet again Newtown showing that they're very difficult to break down, and, you know, the Nomads had to do everything to get those two goals, and, you know, one of them being a volley at the end of it all.
Look, yeah, I think we've come here in the past. I've just said to Scorio now, we've come here in the past and, took pacings here. Not just scoreline, but, you know, the dominance of them on the game. And I didn't feel that they probably had that as much as they had done. You know, look, they're a very, very good team, and, you know, I've like got, you know, a lot of respect for Andy and Arne, obviously with Craig as well, what they do. And, you know, they're good football people, and, you know, they put a team out and they challenge you, and they challenge you in a different way than maybe TNS, but they still give you those challenges and you have to cope with that. And I thought for large parts of the game, we stood up really, really well to them. But little bits that, you know, probably a little bit more sharper than us, a little bit more refined than us, and that's how they've scored their goals tonight.
Obviously, looking overall at the result, though, you know, Nomads obviously going for the title, while the Robins, you know, still a good chance to go for that top three, because there's still a few games to go.
I think top three, I think that's Barry's to throw away. That's not one thing that we're just focusing on the game now. Frustratingly for us, you know, we've got a 3-week break now. But prior to that, we were coming in good form. You know, we were unbeaten in three coming into it. Really good performance last week. Just probably a little bit short tonight in key areas. But, you know, we're still growing. We're still building as a team. You know, we're learning. We can learn from tonight. Take a little bit from... I can't fault my players in terms of their effort and their energy and their commitment and their desire and their intensity. I just think we can probably learn a little bit, you know, in terms of their final delivery and their final pass and their final decision that they made was probably a little bit sharper than us tonight, and that's why we haven't got anything out of the game.
You mentioned the 3-week break. Is that going to feel a bit weird for the players for the next 3 weeks? Because I know you've always said to me you want games after each other each week. What would you be planning to do for the players now?
Look, we're going to train hard, like we always do. That, you know, we'll work on things now, and then after that, you know, we're straight in it. We've got final four games of the second phase, and then we've got, the playoffs to look forward to. So, look, we won't change what we do. We've got some sessions, tough sessions planned in the next few weeks, and we'll meet up again in the week, and we'll build towards the TNS game now on the, I think it's the 6th of April.
Just a couple more. George Hughes went off after he got caught in the on the pitch. Was that an injury or was it just a knock?
No, it's just a tactical look. You know, I've just said to the young players in there, it's a good learning experience for them because they're a well-drilled, well-oiled machine, if you like. And, you know, they've got good experienced players, you know, Football League experience, Conference players, Welsh Premier League players. And it's good for young players to come up and see, you know, what non-league football is about. And, you know, look, it was a good battle. I enjoyed the battle on the side as well. And, we'll dust ourselves down now and move on to the TNS game.
And finally, Neil Mitchell, he wasn't in the squad tonight. Was that due to injury or...?
Neil was unavailable tonight. He's obviously with his some family commitments.
Okay. Perfect.